If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Time to wake up now. Remember who you really are, Craig.
Football practice.
Craig, be honest with me. Are you evil? Because legally you have to tell me if you're evil.
I mean, I've made some bad choices along the way. I think I'm basically a good guy.
Okay, good. Then I'll take that as confirmation that I've officially fixed you. You know, I'm getting pretty good with this laser saw thing.
Wish it wasn't still stuck in my head, though.
Yeah. We all have things that we wish were different about ourselves. Let's get on with the show, shall we?
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and three-ish months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here. Well, I was about to say here in the Tavern of the Vermilion Minotaur. I'm still recovering from the fact that we've been kicked out of the Vermilion Minotaur, so I gotta start saying here in the Tavern, the Ruffled Feather, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon.
And the ambient noises here are a little bit different.
The fire burns
a little bit brighter.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's weird that the fire burns brighter, but it's still kind of darker in here.
Yeah, right?
It's kind of a cool, dark magic bar.
Yeah, it's like, this reminds me of how you described to me, what's that place you described, Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah,
it's like, feels
just,
like that.
Yeah, cool. Just a lot
That's
of
That's where
like,
you said you got a lot of your penis pasta?
Primarily. That's, I mean.
And that's something humans, well, if earth, I, if earthlings I need, eat a yeah, lot of, a lot
if
of penis
I need
pasta.
Penis pasta right away, and I don't have time to wait for it to be delivered, like, if I don't have 2 days
sure,
to get penis pasta.
Who does? Yeah.
It's like, oh, I forgot to get penis pasta for this party tonight.
What's the amount of time you're willing to wait for penis pasta?
Willing to wait?
If
it's just for me, I'm willing to wait a really long time.
Yeah.
But sometimes I have guests.
Yeah.
Or I'm having a party.
Yeah. And you said at the parties you turn on black lights? Which are lights that give off darkness or suck out light?
You could be talking about magic right now, and I know just as much about how it works. Huh? By the way, new listeners, I'm talking to my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger. Chunt, here's the thing that I don't think you understand in this 3 years and 3 months. We have all week for you to ask me questions about Earth and for me to fuddle my way through trying to explain it and for me to realize I don't really understand how most of the things on my world work. Mm-hmm. And when we're on the podcast, people want to know about magic stuff.
Gotcha. Oh,
is there butt pasta?
What's that?
Is there butt pasta?
That's a great question.
Is there lady part pasta? A lotus pasta, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there must be. Look, I'm only into two kinds of pasta. Penis pasta and fusilli. And that's it.
Fair enough. Also, I know, like I said, hopefully we get back to Earth one day and you bring us with you. But in the meantime, like you said, it's been 3 years and three-ish months.
Yeah.
We need to get you back out there, my man. Remember I set you up on a date with the unwed mother, Daphne?
No.
That didn't go
Chuck,
so
I'm
hot.
I'm married. Stop trying to set me up with people. Remember you tried to set me up with Daphne?
Yeah.
And that ended up making, like, an enemy for life?
Yeah, but it just feels like your wife has to have moved on, right?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
But look, I mean, this is a new setting, right? The ruffled feather is a new beginning. I mean, look over there. There's all sorts of new, fresh opportunities. There's the king of carrot flowers over there.
Oh.
The two-headed boy in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Have at. Have your pick.
Oh, also.
Anybody tickle your fancy?
Here's a king's juice and an ale. And, of course, I brought the ruffled feathers specialty. Cauliflower butts.
Cauliflower butts?
Yes, they cut the very stem off the bottom of the cauliflower and throw out the disgusting florets. And they cook them to perfection. And then cover them with a nice glaze of molasses.
Well, Usador said butt in the last 2 minutes, like five times. It's a very butt-centric episode.
But I had a reason every time.
It's true. It's fair. Oh, I'm so sorry, Usador. I'm still out of sorts in our new location. I haven't introduced you yet. My other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar.
Glassanus.
And there may be other secret names. Names. Aye, names, if e'er you did discover them in an ancient tome and did tell you of great powers that you may obtain. I speak not this word. Utter not my name aloud, lest some terrible fate befall you. Yea, you may be tempted by the power, but surely it would destroy you from the inside out.
Names like Pappy Nonsense.
Oh, he just caught on fire and died.
Drew, dead forever.
Are we Chuck. Letting him die?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, wait, no, god damn it. All right, let's go back.
Here, I'll put him out with a free spell.
I'm gonna live forever!
Okay, bye, Drew.
Bye forever!
Chunk, I just want to quickly say,
yeah,
thank you for trying to set me up with people. I get it, you're in a relationship now, so you're taking all of that, like, dating energy and trying to, like, foist it off onto other people.
I'm happy, I want my friends to be happy, you know, I'm just trying to bring you into the fold.
This sounds like it's leading up to a big butt. What are you gonna say?
But...
There we go.
You know... Look, I can't. I'm married. I don't want to try to get into a relationship with a king of carrot flowers, a two-headed boy. I can't see myself going up to them and saying, I love you. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I love you. Yes, I do.
Arnold, what is that beautiful magical lamp you have beside
Ooh.
You?
Oh, that's right. Well, you know.
Is that a dark artifact that you bought in a tavern?
Well, I don't really have much money anymore, so I traded my socks. For a magic lamp.
Everyone's been coveting your socks ever since you arrived here in Foon.
You fucking bumpkin. Look at you.
Well, yeah,
your
now.
Toes akimbo. Like, this is disgusting.
I don't know. It's kind of freeing.
You could have asked one of us for money. You're just willing to trade clothes for stuff?
Yeah, I guess so. But here's the thing. Coming from my world, I don't really value socks.
But the lamp. What is it? I can tell it's a powerful magical artifact, and I must know its secrets.
Oh, I think I know what to do with one of these. Just give it a little... a little rub here.
No, thanks.
Oh.
What was that?
Do you hear that?
Was that coming from the table?
Here.
No, I think it's from the lamp.
Let's not rub it directly. Pardon... I'm gonna knock.
I don't want any.
Pardon me. I'm not selling anything. We just wanted to, perhaps talk to you and have a little conversation?
We're not solicitors.
What are you?
Oh, I'm kind of an interviewer. I interview people and find out, like, about them and...
Oh.
But if
like
it makes
most you... of our guests make that noise when they hear that.
Yeah. Oh, if it makes you feel any better, I usually get distracted from the interview very quickly and start talking about other things and about myself.
Okay, I'll come out.
Whoa! You're really unfurled. How do you fit in that?
Well, it's magic, actually.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, we're used to magic. Yes, of course.
I am a powerful wizard myself, and you are clearly a powerful genie.
Yeah, I wouldn't say powerful. Yeah. Do I look like a genie?
Oh.
I always felt like I didn't really look like a genie.
I don't want to say you look like a genie.
Yeah,
I don't want to put you in a box.
I feel like that's a lose-lose kind of question.
I don't know. I mean, like, you knew I was a genie right away, but I always felt like I was kind of unique looking.
Well, you came out of a lamp. That's a stereotype, and I made an assumption that I should not have made. What?
It's not good to make assumptions about people based on where they're from.
Exactly, and I don't want to make any assumptions, but we get three wishes. Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
or is that
you're right, well, actually.
Oh, it is right.
No, yeah, it is. You get three wishes, but I don't really feel like doing them today. I'm not really, like, feeling like it. So, I just don't really want to.
That's understandable.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, just so you know, one of them was going to be like, what do you want? Or, like, to set you free or something, just so you know.
That's really generous.
Yeah,
dude.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm just, like, I don't really like talking to people that much. So, like,
of course.
If I could just, like, get a second just to kind of regroup.
Yeah, compose yourself.
We
came on strong. We came on strong.
Okay, yeah.
I get it. Are you like an introvert?
Yeah, I did this quiz online.
On a line?
On like a line. Like
you know how they have those lines.
It's like a clothesline, and you put your
clothesline
on it,
the birds
and
on
then
there.
They come back with like results. Mm-hmm. So it was like a quiz about what your personality type is, and it turns out I like to recharge by being alone.
And
that's where I get my energy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I spend a lot of time in my lamp, and it's usually better for me that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel kind of overwhelmed right now.
Well, we're very grateful that you've decided to join us here today, then. Because we appreciate that everyone is on their own personal journey!
This is Usador the Wizard. My name is Chunt. I'm a shapeshifter. This is Arnie.
I'm Arnie. I'm from another world.
Oh, I don't want to make a judgment based on where you're from, but you do look like you're from somewhere else.
I really am defining people based on where they're from a lot.
What's your name? When you're ready.
It's Crystal.
Ooh, that's lovely.
That's a beautiful
Crystal
name.
Ball.
Oh, is that a family name?
My mom was like really funny, and so she kind of named me that ironically, and it's just been a challenge. So it's part of why I don't really like talking to people. I feel like I get made fun of like right away, just for like who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think it's a perfectly lovely name. But if you're unhappy with it, have you ever considered changing it?
Well, yeah, but I can't. I'm not really creative. Because I kind of am someone who's just been taught to do what other people want. So all the names I come up with are really obvious.
I'd love to hear three or four of them.
Okay, one of my top names was Kid Lamp.
It's Ball isn't definitely part of the name.
No, our last name is Lamp.
Arnie, genies work a little differently, okay?
Okay.
I don't know how it is on Earth, but...
Yeah, okay, no, I'm trying. Look, I just gotta open my ears and listen.
Yeah, with genies, you never really say your last name. It's just understood that it's Lamp.
Oh, I see.
So every genie has the same last name of Lamp.
Oh, I see.
That being said, I could never marry another genie because it'd be incest.
Oh.
Wow. I always sort of liked the first name, Desk.
Desk Lamp.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a beautiful name.
I like that.
Well, feel free to use it if you like it, but no pressure. We don't want... Again, you must go on your own personal journey!
Well, also, look on the bright side now. You don't have to introduce yourself by saying, my name is Kid Lamb.
You're right. Well, hey, you know, I did say you get three wishes, and if you do have something you wanted to wish for, I could do that, just because it's what I'm really most comfortable making happen.
Oh, wow.
So if you have something you want to wish for, now would be the time.
Oh, I mean, guys, we have so many things on our list that
we have to
accomplish.
To find
O-Talk. We have to finish these Terrorlax bosses. We got to get me back to Earth.
Find you maybe like a new romance or something?
No.
Cure Usador's Obsidian Hand.
We gotta figure out what the deal is with Usador and whether, like, if we're in danger from him.
I got it. Our first wish is for you to try and be a little more extroverted.
What?
Okay.
Shit, that it seemed good at the time.
That was a bad choice in a lot of ways.
Here I go.
Ooh.
She pulled back her bangs.
Yeah, so I feel like really different now, actually.
Oh.
I just wanted to say, you guys are so weird. I don't know, like, has anyone ever told you that? You guys
are every day.
Fucking weird. Like, I like it, but it's weird.
Yeah, we're a little weird.
Where did you get that shirt? Because it's not typical.
Yeah. Oh, my wife got me this shirt. I'm guessing from
your
Old
wife?
Navy. Yeah.
Is that a Borat reference?
What's Borat?
We've told you about Bored Rat.
Oh, Bored Rat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
he's the
right.
rat that hangs out behind the Vermilion Minotaur. He drinks wine.
Oh, that's right.
And he's always like, my wine.
He's a bored rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about your wine.
Yeah.
Crystal, I gave him a new shirt for the winter solstice this past holiday season, yet he still wears this ratty old pink shirt everywhere he goes.
Oh, wow. So you just, like, don't care about what you look like?
I mean, that's only part of it.
I mean, look at Crystal. Would you mind describing your ensemble?
Yeah, so I'm wearing a gold tassel nipple thing as an outfit. I'm really small.
Yeah.
But this is from a human-sized person, someone like you, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I found it, and yeah. I made it into
really
an outfit.
It really covers everything.
Yeah, so in case anyone can't see me, I'm an inch tall, and then my hair is, I would describe it as, like, I don't know, have you ever seen a toothbrush?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah, very bristly, very hard.
You've seen a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Have you ever used one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you?
Yes, of course. How dare you?
I'm skeptical.
How dare you?
Crystal, just want to check in. How does it feel to be a little more extroverted?
This is crazy.
Is that good? Are you feeling okay?
I feel really good. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I didn't really know. I have a ton of opinions right now.
Oh.
Honestly, your personality is poppy.
Yeah, like I feel like I just, like, want to, like, just tell you what everything is. So.
You may be 1 inch tall, but it seems like you're, you know, 8 feet tall and rising. Like, you feel...
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel nuts. It's awesome. Thank you so much for that wish. That
yeah, of course.
Tight.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, I feel really good.
But is it safe for you to change your personality with a wish? Like... Should you at least, like, eat something?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really control what other people wish for, so I guess we'll have to see what happens to me eventually, but I've never done that. No one's ever wished for anything for me. That was really generous of you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
But at the same time, like, yeah, there's no predicting how it's going to go, so...
Well, let's get you another one. The second wish is that I wish for you to get a new name. Shit.
You don't need a wish to do that.
I feel...
Also, Chun, don't use up all our wishes before we even go to our sponsor break.
Yeah, so that's wish number 2 out of 3, and there is a limit, and 3 is that.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a new name. I don't know if you guys care to know it.
Like, can we get that information without wishing for it?
It's hard. Maybe it just has to come up naturally.
It's going to... Okay.
Well,
so,
let's take a quick break, and when we
we'll
come back...
We'll be right back with...
A genie.
Damn it. Yes, it are.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And... Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, I keep wanting to call you Crystal now.
You shouldn't.
Oh.
It's okay. Not my name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could I go to the bar and get you a drink or something to eat, perhaps?
Yeah, I would love a drink. Do they have that drink that's just like... crushed up grapes, but they're really chunky?
Oh, thick wine?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they have lots of bottles of thick wine.
I love thick wine.
Oh, I'll bring you some immediately.
I'll take one, too, and
thick wine?
Knife and fork for it.
Knife and fork? Arnold?
I'll just have some red potion.
No, an ale.
I'll have an ale. So, bud.
Okay, it feels weird, honestly, that you don't know my name, so I'm gonna introduce myself to you right now.
Oh!
Oh, can we do something? And feel free to say no. Would you mind getting back into the lamp and then coming out with
let's get
you like a grand entrance, girl, like a big to-do.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Here I go.
Arnie, you want to do the honors?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. Would you prefer I rub or knock?
Oh, rub, please. Okay. It feels better inside.
Oh, okay. Rub.
All right, Genie.
Oh, what? Oh, my God. Chunt.
What?
I think we might have a monkey's paw situation on our hands.
A monkey's paw?
Our wishes might have dire consequences. Her name is now Alt-Right Genie?
What's wrong
with
that?
Last name Lamp, but that's unspoken.
Oh, sorry. Alt-Right Lamp the Genie?
Alt-Right Genie Lamp.
Oh.
Genie's my middle name. I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
Are you really writing
no
that
control.
Down?
Yes, I am.
You have to write down Alt-Right Genie Lamp?
I do.
Chunt, I just wanted to say, like, to be fully honest, I don't love the name that I ended up with.
Yeah.
I feel like you weren't specific enough with your wish. You just wished for me to have a new name, and this happened. It's affecting a lot of things internally for me right now.
Our names are who we are.
I wish for the third wish.
No, Chunt, stop. First of all, don't just go loose cannon. This is our last wish.
To be clear, though, everyone gets three.
Oh, then fuck it, Chunt, get it out of the way. Please, just do it.
For Crystal, I wish, or I'm so sorry, for Alt-Right.
I almost didn't know what you were talking about.
Let me write this down.
I know, right?
Right. Genie Lamp. For Alt-Right Genie Lamp, for the third wish, I wish for you to have it all. Is that, that's not specific enough.
Here I go.
Why is there so much shit over here?
I'm really stressed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I guess I have 5 kids. I have a full-time job.
I'm the CEO
of a company.
And a thick wine.
A thick wine. Great.
Where does this pantsuit come from?
I'm wearing a pantsuit, and I have every object known to, I would say known to man, but probably stuff you've never seen.
No, I haven't seen most of this stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of cool stuff. I don't want any of it. It won't fit in my lamp.
I wish for her to have it on. She seems more miserable than ever.
I know.
Use one of your wishes to fix this.
Okay. Alt-Right Genie Lamp. I gotta look at my notes. My scroll here. Alt-Right Genie Lamp.
What's my name?
What?
Don't look at the paper. What's my name?
Your name is Chang.
Close
enough.
Wait,
look at my notes. Oh, I'm sorry, Chunt. And you're a badger.
Yes, a shapeshifter.
So, Alt-Right Genie. Okay. I wish. I'm so sorry.
Harriet threw up.
Oh.
Richard!
All right, Genie.
Can't get any help around here.
I wish for you to have happiness.
Wow.
All our Genie kids poofed away.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to feel different. Oh. Yeah, I feel really good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Call me Crystal.
Oh. Yeah. Crystal. Crystal ball?
So, or just wait,
crystal glass chandelier.
Crystal glass.
I want to see how he spells chandelier.
Shit. I'm going to do it phonetically. I don't know how it's spelled on this world. I definitely know how to spell it on my world.
Oh, it's S-H-A-N-T-A-L-E-E-R.
You wrote crystal glass chandelier bing?
Chandelier bong, please.
Arnie, that's great to know that somewhere deep inside, she was happy with her name. Because when you wished her to have true happiness, she reverted back to Chris. I mean, she changed up some of the middle part, but...
Yeah, and I actually feel like I'm more like myself again. You know, kind of feel like I want to be away from you guys.
Oh, I get it.
But it feels good.
Sure.
Now, how did we get a fourth wish? I was at the bar for a moment.
We each get three wishes.
Oh, yeah, so everyone gets three. It's just kind of like the way it is. Like, whoever rubs it gets the first three, and then whoever saw them rub it gets the other three each.
Were you looking when...
I like to watch it when they rub it.
So, Usador, we have collectively, I think, 4 wishes left. So,
how do you know
that?
We
have 5.
I did 3.
We definitely
you
have 5.
You did 1, that's 4. Subtract 4 from 9, that's 5.
Wait, let me write this. All right, we have 5.
You have 2.
Okay, 2 for me.
You have 3.
Yes.
So that's 7.
And Chunk
7.
Can get a bonus if one of the witches goes...
If one of the witches goes well, Chunk gets a
Chunk
bonus?
Chunk gets a bonus. Ooh. And so I determine whether it went well or not.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So, guys, Isidore, we have a good number of wishes, but not a lot. So we can probably only use about half of those to affect her, and then we can use the rest of them to, like, solve all of our problems.
Well, I've been worried about that zoning issue. We need to move the fence over 5 feet to make sure that everyone...
While you guys are thinking about it, Crystal, you said your mom was very funny. Can I maybe get to know a little bit more about, your parents?
Yeah, my
mom.
Were
they geniuses?
She was famous, actually. You probably know who my mom is. Well, I mean, you can't tell just by looking at me, because she fucked a genie.
Your mom was not a genie.
But anyone who has sex with a genie automatically has genie children. They just have really powerful genes.
That tracks. Yeah, that makes sense.
Genie.
Yeah, but my mom, she was a famous comedian.
Oh.
Her name was Punky Mothers.
Your mom was Punky Mothers?
Yeah.
I loved Punky Mothers.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Arnie, do you know Punky Mothers?
I don't know.
Surely
Punky
Earth has... She had a famous catchphrase, "What's going on here?"
Yeah, she would always say that at the end of every joke. So, I've listened to it all so much. She always plays her own records. Do you know the difference between a wandering eye and a lazy eye? One of them doesn't even know what it's doing, and one of it doesn't want to know what it is. What's going on here?
That's pretty good.
I'm becoming a pretty big Punky Mothers fan.
Yeah, write that down.
Punky.
I love Punky Mothers, but I was sure your mother was going to be Lucille Ball.
Have you met the Lucille Ball?
Lucille Ball Lamp? I've heard of Lucille Ball Lamp.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't used any of my wishes yet.
Okay.
And I think it's high time that I did so. I would like to wish for Arnold. No, I don't want
It's too late. It's too late. He said for Arnold.
All right, well, that one's gone.
Oh, no.
Okay. You got interrupted during it.
That can't be good for the bonus.
You guys are really throwing away your wishes.
So that one didn't go well.
Well, I would like to make my second wish then. And my second
wish
is...
Wait. How about...
So that one also is gone.
Before we start throwing away these wishes, can you... give us advice? Can you give us wishing advice?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one's ever really asked for my opinion about it. I mean, I think what you should definitely do is do something that'll help the world.
Yeah.
You could think really big. Just to give you some criticism, Sean.
Please, no, give me some.
Yes.
All of your wishes were kind of like about me or like things that didn't really matter.
Now that you're saying it, it does, yeah.
Yeah, so that was kind of, like, short-sighted. Like, you really could have changed a lot of stuff about the world here. You could have even just changed stuff about this bar.
My wishes were a bit of a shit show.
You could have helped a lot of people.
For some of those, she didn't actively say she wanted those things changed.
Oh, I didn't want any of it, actually. As you can see, when you wished for me to be happy, I went back to who I really originally was. So I think, like, you kind of just made a judgment call based on my personality that made you think that I needed stuff that I didn't really need, and... it just was really presumptuous. So
honestly, the best wish granted today was that I learned a lesson.
Yeah, you didn't even want that. So
what's going on here?
Also,
Mommy!
You can't keep changing someone's personality that fast. You use a wish to change someone's personality. You give them like a month to find a baseline, and then you see whether a different wish is going to get them closer to where they want to be.
Yes, I mean, is there anything like in this world that you really wish would change? Like something like, you know, like for all the little... the baby trolls stop fighting.
I have an idea for one of my wishes.
Make the baby trolls stop fighting. They're always pulling on each other's hair, twisting it up in cool little patterns.
Look, that sounds like a problem, but I'm going to go wider and bigger.
No, don't wish for that. Don't wish for yourself to go wider and bigger.
Okay,
Arnie,
No.
No,
just to be clear, you were interrupted, but I wanted that to happen. I overruled it.
Bonus, please.
And that
please,
went
bonus.
Really well for me, so Chunk gets a bonus wish.
Jackpot!
Guys, I can't read my notes anymore. I'm too big.
Now, I do believe we only have one wish left each.
Oh.
And I believe, I do not wish, I believe that we should send Arnold home, defeat the Dark Lord, our longtime
nemesis.
Our longtime...
Nenemy?
Our longtime nemesis. Oh. I think we should finally defeat the Dark Lord with this wish. And then the third wish, that's a freebie.
I think we only have two wishes, right?
I have a bonus one. No, he just got a bonus wish. You have one left, and Usador has one left.
We each have one left.
Ooh. Dumb question.
Okay.
Can we wish for more wishes?
No. That's just like from every movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, you get to watch movies in your lamp?
Only genie-related movies.
Oh.
So I love Aladdin. Mm-hmm. I love Shazam.
Nice. Arnold. Arnold has
If that's all you're allowed to watch, you're going to like Shazam.
Yes, that's true. Arnold has told us about movies, and he often acts them out for us. So if there's another movie you'd like to see, just ask Arnold and he'll act it out for you.
Yeah, there's a movie I always wanted to see. It's called The Social Network.
Oh, Arnie.
Okay, well, Winklevoss twins, get in here. We've got an idea for a social network.
Wait, are you acting out?
I'm Jesse Eisenberg. What?
You're acting out Social Network?
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I mean, there's a lot more walking and talking.
I loved it.
Justin Timberlake's in there somewhere.
Who?
Look, guys, is it terrible for me to use up one of my wishes or one of your wishes for me not to be so big and wide? I mean, I know the world's got a lot of problems and I want to help fix them, but I'm like Andre the Giant big now.
And triangle-shaped.
And triangle-shaped, that can't be.
Which I think Crystal just threw in there for funsies.
I do like how your head comes to a point now, though.
Yeah.
Look, there's no denying that this is a real lot of new stuff for fan artists to draw. They're probably like, I don't know, is there a new way to approach, like, an aging scruffy guy in a pink shirt?
Yes, that was what I was going to mention earlier about the pink shirt. Sometimes Arnold gets a very pleased look on his face when I mentioned that he's still wearing the pink shirt, and he goes, just like a Gilligan, right? And I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You wish you did?
Oh, should I waste a wish on such a frivolous thing?
Guys, we can only waste most of our wishes. We have to use one wish to do something.
I know what I'm saving mine for.
Let's share them with each other before we just actively wish them.
That's a good idea.
Great. So mine was going to be for you to reenact Shazam.
Oh. I will do
because
that
you said
for
it was
you.
The death of Shaquille O'Neal's acting career, right?
I know. There would have been so much more. I mean, I can only imagine maybe he's revived his acting career since I've been trapped in this world. Sean.
Yeah.
You don't need to wish for that. You just got to ask.
Can you reenact Shazam right now?
Not right now.
Well, then I'm going to use my wish.
Look, you really want me to do it on mic? Maybe I'll find a way to put it behind a paywall.
What's this paywall you're always talking about?
I don't know. I keep getting emails saying it's important. Well, this is one of the... I want to wish to get myself back to my own shape. Look, I don't even need to wish to make myself, like, in better shape than I was. I just want, like, who I am. But I also want to wish that no one dies. Like, that's one of the things we've been trying to do.
Well, but then...
I could wish so that no one dies.
But think it through. If nobody dies in Foon, then eventually it's just overpopulation. People are being trampled upon because there's nowhere to live, there's nowhere to go.
So much space here, though.
Well, what if we change it slightly so it's nobody is killed before their time?
That seems like too big of a loophole. Like, you know what, actually,
also, it kind of fucks over my children's book, Everybody Dies.
That's true. Crystal, can we ask you some advice? Like, how long of a wish? Can we make a wish really long?
Yeah, a wish can be a paragraph.
Oh, wow.
5 to 7 sentences, yeah.
Well, into the short version, I think these are 3 wishes as I understand them currently. No one is killed or murdered before their time. Send Arnold home. Make Arnold the correct shape again. Well, make Arnold the shape he was before.
Crystal, I have my wish.
Okay.
Make me look the way I did when this episode began.
You have to say, I wish.
Oh, it's like Jeopardy rules. Okay. I wish that I looked the way I did when this episode began.
Okay, here you go.
It didn't work.
Shut up.
Oh. I guess you are slightly less acute.
Well, you're very cute.
Okay. Whew. Anyway, hello from the Magic Tavern.
Are you restarting the episode?
Oh, no. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so there's 2 more wishes. I honestly really want to go back into my lamp soon.
She's getting very
tired. So if you guys could just, like, figure
out... I get
out,
it. This show can be exhausting, and I need some time to recharge after.
Yeah, I really just, like, I need to be, like, curled up in a blanket or something.
Very well. Chunt, you make the wish about no one being murdered or killed before their time, and I shall make the wish about sending Arnold home. We'll save it for last.
Great.
Everyone, this, you're about to hear the end of the final episode of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
What was mine again?
No one should be murdered or killed before their time.
I wish for Arnie to get back his socks. What did I say? Shit, wait, no, what did I say?
Oh my gosh, my feet feel so warm. Thank you, buddy.
Ching, please.
Well, now what do I do? Do I do the Dark Lord one that he's defeated? Do I do the no one dies one, or do I send Arnold home?
Well, how important is it to you to get home?
It's very important, but I don't want to leave this world in chaos. Also, the Void is trying to destroy Earth and Foon. Like, what if I go back to Earth and I'm back with my family, but only to have everything destroyed by the Void?
What if?
You have to destroy the Void and stop the Noid.
Yeah. We haven't done anything to stop the Noid.
We've been avoiding the Noid.
Yeah.
What if I don't use any of those wishes? And instead, I wish for knowledge about my obsidian arm. Because we learned that it was the key to something.
You
we
just
don't know what.
Said, I wish for knowledge about my obsidian arm.
Oh, crap. Like,
that's, you're all set. So, yeah, what do you know about it?
All I have to do is take this arm and stick it into the middle of the Void. And I will be able to absorb the Void into my arm.
Oh, that's pretty convenient.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It might kill me, but I have to get to the center of the Void.
That's the kind of concrete detail that feels like we're moving towards an endgame.
Here's what I'll say. That was a pretty good wish in terms of what it produced, so maybe a bonus wish?
I will say that wish went really well, and so Chunk gets one more bonus wish.
Why does he always get wishes?
Yeah, he's let's be honest, he's been wishing the worst.
He's the worst wisher of all.
Okay, we've fucked around enough. It's time to put best use of our wishes. Crystal, I wish for Arnie to reenact Shazam.
Oh, awesome. I want to see that. I love that movie.
Mundell? Take it away.
Arnold, that was terrific. I love that you did it all in like a silent kind of theater style.
Beautiful, honestly. It was
really moving.
I can't really do a good Shazam voice, so I really wanted to portray it in a way.
Thank you for
that.
That
was
doing that.
Just visual. I'll have to go back later and kind of cut out the part because it's just a lot of silence. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want the listeners to have to sit through like 75.
But maybe they
want to
hear our reactions.
There was a lot of
laughing
laughter.
Laughing a lot and clapping.
Yes, and
ooh,
crying.
Gnawing.
A lot. You guys were really crying.
I was moved to tears.
Me
yes.
too. I cried, but it was silent, but it was in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all your wishes. So that was really fun.
Did you have fun?
I did. I'm really gratified by like helping others. Mm-hmm. So it did feel really good to me. I hope you guys feel satisfied by everything. You don't get to go home.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. We squandered almost all those wishes, but we actually accomplished more than we have, like, in months.
It's true.
That's cool. I mean, I feel kind of bad because I had one wish I was hoping you would wish for.
Oh.
And it was...
Can you tell us?
Yeah, I have this little, like, tray here, and if you wished for the right thing, you'd be able to see your wife and child in the tray.
Oh.
And you'd be able to see what they're doing right now. But you didn't want to, so I guess like
you'd rather look like a yield sign.
I wish what? That Arnold could see.
You're a big triangle? The shape of a yield sign?
Yep.
As you described it to me?
An upside down yield sign, as from what I've read.
I couldn't see myself. Well, Crystal, thanks so much for doing your genie thing and being
fun.
On the show.
Yeah, I'm really glad I got to like help you in some ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I honestly like if you find me again, you can get three wishes again. Mm-hmm. It has to come about naturally, so you'd have to come upon the lamp in the wild in some way. You can't.
That's right. What do I do with this lamp now?
You have to leave it somewhere for someone else to find.
Oh.
So that part kind of sucks for me because I never know who I'm going to get.
Yeah.
And I've had some really rough people lately. Guys were like the best people that I've interacted with.
Well,
you're not
you.
In person, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I'm a shapeshifter.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, what are some of the natural dangers of being a genie?
Yeah, I was recently picked up by an ogre, and he really wanted me to do a bunch of, like, physical stuff. It was,
whoa.
It was weird. Like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm really small, so he just put me in a bunch of places. I don't really want to talk about it, honestly.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
but yeah, it's just a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, some little young kids found me and my baby goats. And they just kept kicking me around. They thought it was funny. So, yeah.
They probably didn't even ever get around to wishing for anything.
No, I think they were rubbing their faces on the lamp as, like, a way to itch or something. And then I came out. And, yeah, it was just a whole thing. So it was trouble for me to get back in.
Yeah.
Anyway, you guys made it really easy, so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, we banged out a lot of wishes real fast.
Yeah, I got to be, like, really outgoing for a few minutes, which was really interesting.
And so. and you, I feel like you had a full life. You have Robert and the kids, and I feel like there's a...
Oh, yeah, I don't miss them at all. Yeah.
Now, can I ask, when they got kind of wished away, do they just cease to exist, or do they...
No, they're in another dimension right now. Mm-hmm. Floating uncomfortably, so it's really until something else.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to add it to our list of things to accomplish. We got to reconnect you with your family in another dimension.
Save Robert and the kids. There's five.
I'm just writing
kids.
Lines and squiggles on my paper.
Okay.
I noticed that, but I thought that meant something to you.
Arnie keeps calling it shorthand.
Well, I started to write it down, and then I was like, "Oh, that's a lot of words." But I didn't want it to be weird, so I just started.
But at least you went through the motion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking of a lot of words, I have some emails here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This first one is from Greg Hilston. It says, "Hey, Chunt, I'm only on episode 20, but this question has been plaguing my mind. If you could have as many buttholes as you wanted, how many would you have?" Motherfuck! I should have wished for more buttholes.
Oh, yeah.
How many do you want?
Oh, I currently have two.
One for Annie's, one for Audie's.
Two and a half? Three? Which should I go?
Two and a half?
I don't want to be greedy.
I'll give you two and a half.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, I can't wait till next week to get a full report on the consequences of that. Oh, also, you can always email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. And email us wishes that we should make if we ever find this lamp again. Like,
oh, yeah, maybe use the hashtag crystal ball wishes.
Oh, yeah. You can tweet at us at Magic Tavern or Chunt with six T's.
Mm-hmm. Or at Usador the Blue.
And, tweet at us. Be very specific with your wording.
Now, Crystal.
Because you only have 140 characters.
280.
No, they have 280.
What? That must have changed that since I fell into this magical world.
Well, I know because people are still trying to type out my full name. Look, Crystal, thank you for your help today. But now you are free to return to your home.
Bye-bye.
Wait, oh, can you get her back?
I think there's a refractory period.
A what?
A refractory period?
I can still hear you. Do you need something? Oh.
I was just going to say, would you mind taking us out on one more Punky Mother joke?
Oh, sure.
Just because I'm such a big fan.
I'll just pop my head out.
Whoa!
Hey, y'all ever think about what goes down when... hold on, I messed up. Hey, y'all ever think about what... Y'all ever think about what happens when you take your hat out of a ponytail, but you didn't brush it before you put it up? Ouch, am I right? What's going on here?
I gotta find a Punky Mother record.
A what?
I'm gonna throw this lamp. Whoop!
Ow!
Oh, Macho Manta's Ranty Mantis found the lamp.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hey there, brother. It's time for some wishes.
Oh, man.
That was a fun one, but I did not like when the genie completely changed personalities. If a character I like changes personality for no reason, I will have some things to say about it. Anyway, Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young, Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Al Rafai, Crystal the Genie was played by special guest Lauren Lapkus. Follow her on Instagram or Twitter at Lauren Lapkus, and check out her podcasts Raised by TV, Threedom, and with special guest Lauren Lapkus. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DiGiorgi, and Evan Chakover. This episode edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz.
Oh, Craig, you really do seem to be back to your old self.
But what did I miss while I was out?
Well, you flushed the mysterious man out of the airlock a few weeks ago, and now he's gone.
What?
I mean, that's kind of the full recap. Not much else has happened.
That's still a big one.
I know. I was like, what is even happening? But you were like so determined and focused. And I just was like, I'm going to give props to that because you seemed like you had a vision, even though we talked about doing it much later. It was the moment you went with it. And I was like, you know what? Good for you. I could use more of that in my life.
I guess we should figure out how to drive this thing.
If you're not evil anymore, what could possibly go wrong?
Yep, I'm pretty sure it's smooth sailing from here on out.
This can't last, Craig. For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.